That's where they live now?
Yeah. Well, that's where they've always lived. I moved to Buffalo during, like, my master's.
Gotcha.
I needed to get out. See a big city. Yeah.
Now you're in the real big city. All right, so you guys got my email message. We have some problems with this self. But, you know, it's really not, I'm not really that concerned because we haven't really done any training on the self stuff. So, you know, is it really that surprising?
Well, are you doing like a one-to-one correlation? Because I feel like I'm just going through again, but like I was only like one or two where I wasn't within 1 point on
Well, you got the highest.
But it still wasn't like that great of a, like, you know what I mean? Like to represent
that. You
expected
it to be in the sevens, at least.
Like if I were, you know, actually doing it for real with them, only maybe one or two of them weren't like acceptable range.
Yeah, like I did that for mine also, just to see how many misses I would have had.
Yeah.
And it was a little closer. Like I only had 2 misses with Marie, 4 misses with Chris, 5 misses with Giacomo. And then it got higher with Dustin and Brianna.
Me.
That's not like, it's just about our compatibility as coders, nothing else. Not saying, you know, code well.
You're blaming me?
Well, this is just one way of calculating it.
Right.
So I'm just saying it's not as bleak as it looks.
It's what?
It's not as bleak as it
okay.
looks.
Okay.
Yeah, like I only had a 0.5 correlation with Marie, but we only had 2 misses, which is. Yeah.
2 out of 2.
So.
I'm sure I have more than 2 misses.
With me.
Oh.
I don't know what the real score, I'm just saying with us. Our scores were very similar.
Let's see. Between Marie and Melissa.
We only missed on number 12.
The correlation was 0.5.
Right, but we only missed on number 12 and number 17. I think.
Just 2?
Yeah. We were within 1
well,
on everything
possible?
Else.
How big was that one? Those 2?
One was, one she had.
7.
Let's see. One she had a 6 and a 9 and a 6, and the other one was a. Wasn't that many? It was a 7 and a 5, the other one. I just don't know what it was. So. Everything else was within 1. Actually, oh, wait. No, it's not. Maybe we're only 1. Oh, 6 and a 9 and a 6 and a 9. That's what it was. Yeah, 15 and 17. But everything else we were within 1. So I think if you look at it that way, we are all a little bit closer.
Yeah, I mean, the way that you're calculating reliability, you're not taking into account the magnitude of the errors.
Okay.
You know, the way you're calculating it, either yes, you're within
mm-hmm.
a margin or no, you're not within a margin. And I'm calculating it, well, the ones that you miss on, how great is that miss?
Okay.
And that gets calculated into it.
Okay, yeah, because I was only off on 2 with flat. Like where I was, you know, more than...
Well, actually, that's... Actually, could somebody email me the Blatt... scores for these 20 that we just did, and then I can include that.
Where are they in here?
It's not on page 24.
Yeah, but they have is something
it's
in here.
Page after,
so could you email me those?
Yeah.
And I'll just then
just
enter them and I'll present Blatt's gold standard.
So what's the final
I've been doing the numbers thing now.
Oh,
and
okay.
I when you get a whole bunch of numbers, like 10, 12 numbers, I
now
tried averaging, taking the average of them. That doesn't work. But
it usually goes more with like the higher two. Like if you've got a
well,
if you have a 1, you're in trouble. But if it's like 3s, 5s, and then 7s, but it's you know like the 5s and 7s are really where you're gonna look at, and then if it's you know more or less of one to the other.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I after I did that, I realized that it needed to be higher than what the average came out to be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just tried doing that. for a couple of them, but yeah. I also tried like, I don't know.
If it's all fives, it's going to be a five. If it's all sevens, it's going to be a seven. If it's predominantly fives with a seven, it's a six. But if it's more sevens than fives, it's a seven.
Some of them were tougher. I mean, also, I mean, I think our response is going to be a little bit different. I think you saw from the last ones. They're not going to be as, I think, lengthy either.
So when they say that, like, I have, when they describe, they're describing themselves and they say, I have a mom and dad who are good people and stuff, that's five?
I just, you know, depending on what the context is, if it's just kind of, you know, like a little bit of what's going on. I mean, they may be segueing into, I know there was one where she was talking about.
I was thinking about that too. I wouldn't hold it against them that they start off by saying that I'm, you know, 17 years old and, you know, I have these are my family members. I didn't think it brought it down as long as that
like,
wasn't like the only
like the
thing that was
up.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that was, if there was not much after that, then I would consider that much more.
Right.
But I think with some of the responses where the parents were in there, it was like more like getting into like talking about family values, and the values would be like a seven. But you know, like sometimes it's just because they don't know that they're, you know, being scored on, you know, this is this. Yeah. So I mean, they're kind of free associating.
It's different than like if you're saying another response, you're not gonna be like, okay, so my mother has these people in my family, you know. It's
Okay. Looking at discrepancies, are there particular self-representation descriptions we want to examine in depth?
Number 11, I noticed we're really far off. We went from a 2 to an 8.
I saw that too. So let's look at 11. Please describe yourself. Okay. I feel I am not a very nice person. Wow. I make friends easily, and it seems people genuinely like me. Then I always manage to find something wrong with the person and then drop them like a hot potato. I think I have it within me to be a happy, loving person. I just can't seem to keep the anger and hostility in check. He's a serial killer.
I think you described me as being a son, Melissa.
Yeah, I think I did.
Huh? She's like, this one sounds like you.
You said that?
Yeah. So I was confused by this one because... It had it seemed like it had a lot of contradiction in it. So for me, I had a question mark by this for me in particular.
Yeah. I wrote that there was internal conflict, but there was conflict, but it was very constricted, like in terms of how much they added to that, I guess, or even qualified it.
So when there is conflict within a description, or an internal contradiction, as you say,
right.
How do we score that?
I mean, I think it makes it like a higher level, but it doesn't get it to like an 8 or a 9, I don't think, because it's not really showing some sort of integration or how it's resolved or explanation behind it, I guess. If that's not included, I don't think it's could go beyond the 7.
That's where I was
thinking about it down.
You thought it brought it down?
That's what... In looking at it, and that's why I was very confused. Like, my gut is that it brought it down.
The only way, if there's conflict, that it brings it up and makes it, because I mean, the conflict, being able to kind of talk your way through that or attribute something to that is the 9.
Right.
I mean, if you've just got statements that are, you know, and I didn't really see, like, in this one, like, that there was, like, a major conflict, you know, like, there wasn't, like, two, like, what would seem like black and white or, you know, like, extreme opposites. I'm thinking, you know, like, I think I have it within me to be a happy, loving person. You know, she's angry, but she thinks she has it on her.
And I wrote that a lot of these here seem like they might be internal, but there's a lot of them are behaviors. I mean, I give it a 6.
I guess, yeah, like, I don't make friends easy. I guess, I got confused with the contradiction. I thought that might make it a little higher. Because, I mean, I gave it an 8, which...
What was the
score was a 4.
Wow.
Yeah. What did Vlad give it?
Yeah, the one in here, I just checked it out.
I thought Black gave
it was
a
4.
Yeah. Right. I wrote left.
You have something else?
Oh, wait, 7. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Oh, okay, good. I was like,
yeah. Well. I thought it brought it, like, up the contrast.
Okay, so Black gave it a 7, so...
That's, I don't know.
So everybody is within 1 except for Brianna. So is this helpful?
This is helpful.
Yeah, like, I did it, like, I feel I'm not a very nice person. To me, it was more of, like, a 5. Like, that's more of a little bit more... Kind of like the I feel, not the good, the bad, like that's kind of like the 5s. If it's a generic feeling or, you know, like thought like that, if it's not really very in-depth. I make friends easily. That's more of, you know, like an activity or behavior. So I give that a 5. Mm-hmm. And people like me. You know, I give that kind of like the 5. It's kind of generic.
The list part's like a 7. Like.
Yeah. And then as she got into the others, I was rating those sentences all 7s. And so since there was, you know, quite a few, you know, more 7 than 5, I gave it the 7. So I managed to find something wrong with the person.
I guess that's why, yeah, I gave it a 6. Because I saw the 5s and then 7s. And then, but.
I gave it a 7 because I didn't, I feel, it seems, I always manage, I don't think, I think I have it within me, I just can't say, to me that's like a higher internal state, like he understood, like he's not saying
it's not
that,
absolute.
Right, it's not absolute, but it just seemed that, it. I don't know, I gave it a 7, but I thought that he wasn't just saying these, oh, I'm this way and then I'm the opposite way. I don't see a contradiction. I feel like he's acknowledging the contradiction.
But he's giving it, but he's not, you know, he's thinking about it, but not too much in depth. Like, you know, he's
not
giving
an 8.
Like, yeah, no, not but giving like a lot of internal thought to it, but I mean, it's like giving some, you know, like this is the way I am inside type of thing. But
also, I think I have it in within me to be a happy, loving person. Like that. Very
yeah, that's
seven.
Yeah, no, I give that a 7.
Yeah.
I mean, to make it a 9, they would have had to have gone further and described why.
How would you like the last sentence?
7.
I gave that a 7.
On the 11th number.
Yeah.
I mean, it's somewhat behavioral, but I think I think there's a 7 quality to it.
Because I think they seem to understand that they have,
like,
you know,
internal difficulty doing it.
If it was I'm an angry person, that would have been a 5. Right, but, you know, they're kind of attributing, you know, like, it's a little bit more of a process versus a
activity. I guess the reason I went up to an 8, which, looking back, I saw more contradiction, and now that I'm reading it, I guess it's, they didn't really develop any of those contradictions. They just sort of stated them as facts. So that's why, now, like, I see why it would be a 7 rather than an 8.
When they say I'm interested, like, I go to college and I'm interested in psychology.
Smells like 5.
Yeah.
It smells like a 5.
But isn't that an internal feeling? I'm interested in, not really.
I mean, it's a generic. I always think,
yeah,
if
it's pretty
like
basic.
It's the same thing. I
like
basketball.
It says, like, I go to church a lot and I, you know, I'm very religious. That's more like a 7 because it's like a value and a, I'd say.
If it's like, I enjoy psychology because, and they list a little bit, you know, like into the kind of the process with it. But I mean, I like the color red. Or I think red is great. It's a thought, but, you know.
So that actually reminded me of another question I have, not with this one, but in general. When they say, you know, I'm a Roman Catholic. I would give that a 5, but because it's just, I felt like they were just stating
that.
It as
mm-hmm.
a, like,
mm-hmm.
I'm a brunette, I'm a Roman Catholic. Mm-hmm.
Right. If they're saying, like, religion is important to me,
then
and they say that
like
something
personal
is of value.
I hold Roman Catholic, conservative Roman Catholic beliefs.
Yeah.
Maybe a set, you know, like, if they're kind of giving it the conservative or
right.
The,
you think I'm Christian, that's like a 3 quality.
Maybe
a
5.
No,
like where is the scoring sheet for the self?
After each specific subject, there's a scoring page. So
no, page 8, I guess, right, is what we're using?
Oh, yeah, for the...
What's your guys thought on the like, the one that might put a... I want to see if people have thought of the phrase, like, I'm a person who loves people and close relationships. Like, what do you...
Where is that?
I don't know, it's just one part of one of them, and I was wondering what kind of level that...
What is that? You
said... I'm a thin 17-year-old girl who loves people and close relationships.
5, I think.
Which number is it? Cause I marked
5. Number 2. I was just curious about that statement. I mean,
I give it
5.
I love people in close relationships. I mean, love, hate, like that. Like, those are the generic amount. You know,
like, is that a value? I was wondering, is that a value? Is this a person who values close relationships, or is it just somewhat more?
So if you're
like, I like to be around people, behavioral.
She loves people, but she values close relationships.
But she just said, I love people. And, like, I gave it a, you know, higher score in the end, but I mean, like, for that specific clause, because, like, if from back from the other one, I mean, when it said if it's just a very, you know, like, I'm a happy person, I'm a sad person, you know, I like this, I like, you know, like, the very generic kind of.
But liking close relationships implies that...
Yeah, that's... It was like a borderline. It seems like very general, but, I mean, there are people who don't like close relationships. Right. So,
like,
I mean,
there's something about that deeper, meaningful interaction with people.
Maybe, if she stated it separately. Like, I gave it a 7, but thinking about now, like, you know, I value close relationships.
But, I mean, that's something an MR person might say. They value your relationship. You know, I mean... Like, just at face value, I mean, we're, again, you know, it's like kind of like that reading into it, but I mean, I like to be in relationships.
Oh, but she says, who loves people and close relationships? I would not get down then.
What do you mean?
I just scrolled to it, but I thought you said, I love people and close relationships. I didn't know it said, I'm a reasonably tall, thin girl who loves. To me, that turns it into a 5.
Like a distance it?
Yeah. It makes it more like people generic. And close relationships and blue.
And long walks on the beach and, you know, the sunset. Yeah, you know, like it's a 5.
Alright. What about number, I think the one that we had was number 18? Is that 17? I mean, there was a 6, a 7, and 2 9s.
Yeah, these are Dustin over here.
Right, yeah. So, yeah.
Which one?
I guess number 17. I guess there was some discrepancy.
Yeah,
17.
Yeah, I missed that
one.
I'm
sorry, Jack, number 2 is what we just mentioned. Is that, what was the final score for that?
2 was a 7. Overall.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't paying, you know, I think it went like
there was
3,
other parts
5,
to it, I mean, yeah.
Then, you know, 9, and then a bunch of 7s. That's how I got it, but it was like predominantly.
So 17, we have, we have 3 sixes, 2 nines, and 7.
I was going to give it 8 originally, but I did not.
What's the correct?
8 is the correct score.
8, okay. So that means anybody who had a 6 needs to rethink their scoring. So that would be Brianna, Melissa, and Dustin.
What brought it down for the people who ever did sex in this period?
Good question.
I thought there was like, I guess when I went through and was underlining things, I thought it was a lot of 5s and 7s evenly. I just want to read it again.
But again, this one, I gave it a 9 because he mentioned, or he or she mentioned a lot of like a lot of things from all the levels with
right,
the integration and the respect to the pack. I didn't see why it wouldn't be a 9. I want to know why.
Well, the reason I didn't give it a 9 is that I want to be honest, just because it didn't, it includes stuff from other levels, but I think it left like, you know, just basically like, this is what I look like, or this is what I do. And there wasn't a lot about what, I think there was a lot of 5s. I mean, that's why I didn't give it a 9. I mean, I was going to give it an 8, but I gave it a 7 only because there was a lot of descriptors of internal states, but not a kind of understanding or explanation.
I don't know. I mean, like, the I'm bright, secure, capable of working hard, blah, 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 blah. But when the goal is within sight and encouragement is readily available, I mean, that's a pretty, you know, insightful statement, you know, like to say that I operate, you know, this way.
I guess, yeah, so that would be... I guess I felt like they were aware of the contradictions within themselves, but they didn't they didn't try to answer why they are that way. They just sort of stated them, like, you know, I have a difficult time with my father as an adolescent, sexuality has always been difficult.
Yeah, I mean,
But I mean, I can be very outgoing, but can also be cautiously shy to the point of paranoia.
And the sentence after is also...
And then I have been with both men and women. I prefer women, but find it difficult to maintain to make relationships work. I mean, there were a lot of, you know, like 9 statements.
I think what would have made it a 9 would be some explanation of the, you know, the seeming contradictions. For example, I can be very outgoing, but I can also be cautiously shy to the point of paranoia when I'm in crowds.
Right.
Or, you know, some circumstantial kind of explanation for it, but
Jerry's
there is none.
For example.
I guess I knocked it down too far because
that's the reason I brought it down, was I didn't feel like there was any explanations, but I don't think that should have brought it down below 7.
Right. If it's if they're talking about internal states at all, it should, like, predominantly should stay in 7.
Mm-hmm. So the sentence before you weren't connected to, like, I, what Chris just said, I can be very outgoing, but I can also be shy. But right before he says, or I'm assuming to him, I get intensely lonely, I'm capable of manic nervousness and enthusiasm.
But there's no why.
This is me. I'm not going to give you any explanation for the motivations for my feelings or thoughts or actions.
They use a lot of, like, key words, the writer. But
these are also people who've been in therapy, so they're good about, you know,
in other words, there's no insight into, like, I have an explosive temper when aroused, particularly if I feel humiliated. Now that
was a good one.
Is, mm-hmm. There's some insight there. That would be a 9. But I can be very outgoing, but I can also be cautiously shy to the point of paranoia. There's no insight into that.
Are those 5s?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a 7 in that, because he's tolerating the kind of the, you know, opposition.
I think it's
it.
A 7.
Like, he's able to see, I have these two sides, but he's not really.
Paranoia becomes more of like a...
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I was thinking, because...
Like, if you say I'm very outgoing, that would be a 5,
I can be very outgoing didn't mean to me, like, he even feels sociable, necessarily. It was just, like, it seemed to me like he was just describing his behavior. I can be outgoing, but I can
if
also
be if it was,
be
like,
shy.
Sentence ends, that would be a 5, okay. But he kind of put in, like, the preposition, you know, kind of tied the two at least together as a, you know, this and that. So, I mean, that's what makes it to the 7. Okay. But if they had each been, I'm this.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I think I brought it down to, I think that's... You know, along with the first sentence, I thought those were 5, so I think that's why I ended up with a 6.
I agree. I said that just made it for me, like, that if the sentence ended there, it would have been a 5, but because the sentence continued, like, you don't have to break the sentence itself down, just analyze the entire sentence as a whole.
Yeah, and when a subject includes some kind of motivation or some kind of insight into what they're feeling or thinking or how they're behaving, I mean, you should be thinking 9.
Yeah.
That's the highest level. That's what we try to do in psychodynamic psychotherapy. Increase insight.
Yeah.
Do we understand why we act the way we act? Why we think the way we think? Why we feel the way we feel? That's what we try to do.
I think that... I just had a thought that just escaped my brain. Forget it. I'll say it if I remember.
What are some others that we had particular? 15?
Oh, were you going to say another one?
I don't know if it's the same one, but...
There's a 6, 8, 8, no, there's a
6, 8, 8, 6, 9, 7.
I think there was the one with the older man. I don't want to talk about that. Or older man. 40. So, like, the 38-year-old guy.
Is that, what number is that?
I don't know.
Do we want to do 14? 8, 7... 4, 7, 8, 8. So the only outlier is Brianna. Now, you want to go over that one?
Which one are we doing?
14.
The correct answer was 8.
8.
Oh, I wanted to ask actually. Is there anything else that gives more, talks more about what the numbers are?
Like in
page 8.
Page 8, okay.
I can ramble for hours about what the numbers mean, but I don't know how helpful.
We could commune with Black.
With that one page, I felt like there was a lot of things that I couldn't, like...
They gave less, like, kind of examples within the text in this one. Like, I feel like...
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
I mean, I think you can maybe extrapolate a little from bit from the older man,
absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, the other one, if you read the... I don't know if you read, I guess, the... pages before with descriptions of the concept, I guess it might help.
We're gonna do another round of practice, I think, right?
We gave everything Black.
Give the ones from our data, since I used the same one, since we didn't do other last time, you know what I'm saying? We used the ones from our data that I
we
well, most of mine
right.
data that
okay.
aren't useful.
So
I
do others. We do all the practice contained in the self manual?
Yes.
Okay, so we're...
We
shot our wad on that. Okay.
But we had about 20 last time that we did for the others. And
it'll be less, though, because there's only one cell per thing.
Right. I think I had a few extra though, so we might have some.
Yeah, please. So get that ready.
Yeah.
For next week, and if the numbers look good, maybe we should start.
Right.
You know.
And next week's the last time.
Yeah. Holidays. And I'd like to give you all holiday assignments.
So we could with the assignments, were you gonna send were we gonna start doing them with other and self come all together, or we're just gonna do like the others first?
No, others and self together.
Okay.
A big old.
That's why we're training together, the self and others.
Right.
And we'll leave the other two alone because they're similar, but they're different enough. Right. I don't want people to get confused.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
So 14, confused at times about myself, situation, and disappointed more or less in my latter years of life. Struggling with my emotions because I had to be both mother and father to a child and role player. Would like to be a figure to my family, appreciated and understood at times for my own needs, and not forgiving to all of their needs alone.
So for me personally, since I was an outlier, I guess I'll speak to this. I rated a lot of the statements as sevens, some five, but the end piece really threw me off because it seemed like this person had a lack of definition or boundaries within their family system. And that lack of definition and boundaries is a definition of a one. So I think I might have overthought it, as you might have said in an email. And for that, it kind of brought it down. And I was like, wait, yeah. 1 and 7? 4. So
that sentence was directed to you.
I picked up on that. So in that, I had rated a lot of the statements as 7. So if I had...
Yeah.
If I had taken a step back, I would have probably given it a 7, but because that last piece...
I gave the last piece a 9 because, you know, this person is saying... I'll use she because I like to say she for everything. But, you know, she's saying, I had to be both the mother and the father, you know, to this child and, you know, play these roles. And, you know, she's basically, I think, you know, kind of expressing this unhappiness. I would have liked to have been, you know, X, Y, and Z. So she's saying, you know, this is what they gave, you know, or this is what they're taking from me. But, you know, this is what I would actually rather to be. And I would like to kind of have this more kind of, you know, cohesive, you know, like role in it, which, you know.
See, I see the integration in that, but I guess... because I felt like the self had dissolved within the family.
Well, I think, but she's saying she realizes that, she hasn't diffused.
There's insight into that dynamic.
Mm-hmm. And then if, like, I know for me it helps, page 9 says that if a description has significant levels of several different levels, you should always, you know, if it's predominantly one level, you should stay with that level. Mm-hmm. Don't penalize it for the fact that a lower level element may be included.
Well, I think the difference is she draws, you know, she's not like, I'm the mother, father, baby, you know, I play this role and this role, and she's able to kind of distinguish, you know, like, I have to do these things, and I don't like to do it, I would rather do this, you know. So, I mean, she's very well aware and, you know, has the insight into what it is, and, you know, where she would like it to kind of go in the future, even, which kind of gives it that, you know, over time kind of aspect.
But it sounded like a haiku.
There was one that was really
exactly
weird.
XXX.
Yeah.
That and
I'm surprised there's one that we all didn't differ on. Number 12.
Number 12?
I mean, we didn't do too bad on it, but I thought it was strange.
Oh, yeah. This is the farm one, Chris.
Secretive, small.
Oh, 12, yeah.
I don't belong in the century.
Oh, yeah.
Belong in 19th century love farms.
I know.
I wrote over.
Love the country. Love the smell of...
Love farms.
Sewage, not sewage.
I read love farms. Love
I think
the
like
country.
A silo. Love sheer ecstasy, mud through my toes.
Mud through toe, sheer ecstasy, frustrated, felt trapped in office job, it's still like learning. I love life, not now so much. I want to be a farm wife, have a garden. I need the outdoors.
I need high ceilings.
See, I don't think it's 19th century love farms. I think it's belong in 19th century. Love farms. Love the country.
Oh, okay.
Because she didn't capitalize. I'm sorry. I noticed the
definitely not a writing love farm, level. I don't think. I think she loves.
No, because there aren't any love farms, and I was gonna.
Yeah at first that I belong. I don't belong in the century. Kind of like.
I don't know what silage is.
It's like a silo. Like farms have the silos where they put all the.
I drove through
so we had 7, 6, 5, 6.
I think that's
and we were all pretty.
What was the correct? We were all within
six.
One.
Eight. I thought it was like foliage, but a typo.
Yeah, we were all within one.
Seven,
we were
six.
All
yeah.
It was
well,
particularly.
There was a five.
It's
which
a six.
Is,
though,
oh, it's a
but
six.
But Flats is six.
Five, six, and seven are all.
Wait.
Oh.
Oh, you're saying within each other? You mean
yeah.
We're
yeah.
all within one, though.
With one of
okay.
Vlad, yeah.
So that's.
Number. When did 14,
15. That's the
15?
One we had discrepancy on.
What was
the
correct
15. I'm 26 and single.
This is six?
Five. I'm something of a loner, I suppose. Having time to myself is important to me, although I need to do things with people I care about fairly regularly. I'm a trained actress with the standard 9-to-5 job, which is not very rewarding, but the people I work with seem to compensate for any boredom I feel. I'm analytical, to an extreme probably. Understanding the whys of people and events is important to me. Well, let's see if she understands her own whys. I don't enjoy spending time with people I'm not interested in. That is, parties with 50 strangers isn't fun for me. I seem slow to anger. In fact, I'm often hurt when I probably should be angry. There's some insight. I rely a great deal on my sense of humor for equilibrium.
She knows her defense.
Yeah, I wrote defense
there.
Right next
yeah.
to that part.
She should have just said sense of humor, or sublimation. Right? Mm-hmm.
What was the
so let's
give
see.
It a six.
I thought it was like this one's awesome. Like, that was the only nine.
6, 8, 8, 6.
Okay. That's what I get right.
Oh, I hit predominantly seven.
Nine and like seven.
A nine towards the end.
And I
so
said,
that's
you know,
why
I said I didn't want to give it a nine because it's silly to give out a nine because you can correlate with everybody. Just give an eight. I still would have missed.
You see, we have like stress.
I still would have missed either way, but I felt like
that's why I do the correlations. You can't get away with that crap with the correlations.
But I felt like it was still so close. I mean, like, I thought there was so much.
I wrote, yeah, a nice balance of levels.
Well, I hit.
I give it eight.
Predominantly fives for the first half, like up to the 9-to-5, and then like they were transitioning into sevens, but then, you know, like I had a nine in there too, so I kind of did the 7 to the 9, like, and gave it an 8. Like, I mean, I definitely think she starts off slow. You know, I'm a loner. This is important to me. You know, fairly regular. I'm trying. You know, she describes some more. You know, just some day-to-day activities. But then, you know, starts to talk about what's rewarding and show a little more internal life. And then you get to the end, and I thought, you know, the slow to anger, but I'm often hurt is a nine. So I'm like, well, she's got a bunch of sevens.
There's a lot of sevens.
Yeah,
maybe that's what
it
was.
Sixes, because you guys got it right. Like,
so Black gave her a six?
And
yeah.
She deserved higher than a seven.
I gave it a six because I felt like it fairly had a balance of 7 and 5.
5, yeah.
What'd you
exactly.
see as fives?
What he just
I'm
said before, 9 to 5.
The 9 to 5. But
yeah.
The whole, but I thought
after that was
a
7.
I only had one 9 in there, but I mean, I thought maybe, you know,
nine.
That might, since there were 7s and a 9.
What did you give it?
Like, I gave it a 9. Mm-hmm. I thought,
really?
Like, when it said I'm a trained actress,
it's like a thin line when the lower,
you know, it's not rewarding,
it's
a low
level,
hurt
like, the score,
so
help
like
her.
I understand her.
Yeah, I really
state.
Feel like I know this person.
Her conflict,
I thought it was,
her
yeah, like, I'm a trained actress with a 9-to-5 job, which is not very rewarding, but the people I work with compensate for any boredom, I feel. Like, I felt like that was a 9. I don't know. Yeah, it's shallow, but she still understands herself that
that's
she doesn't want to do what she's doing, but it's, you know, the people she works with makes up for.
But, you know, what are her feelings about that?
Yeah.
We're hearing what she's doing.
Like, why do people at work compensate for her boredom? Why or how? What
okay.
What does that mean?
Is rewarding a feeling?
Boredom is.
Yes, boredom is a feeling.
It's a second level feeling, though. It often masks a deeper
that's
underlying
true.
One, which
were
would make it a 5.
Were these all Yale students? Because there were
no,
a lot
I think
of Yale
like,
psychology
these are Yale,
references.
These are New Haven inpatients and outpatients.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yale apparently harvests
yeah.
quite the crop, even though it's an Ivy League. Or maybe that's too intense
some
about.
Some of them were really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That, which is the
fives.
School that is it Cornell or Colgate that has the highest suicide rate?
Cornell.
Well, if you
give
it 6, you have to go 5. Yeah,
so
well,
I mean, maybe Yale has
no,
the highest
I meant on
inpatient.
The at the top, I
oh,
gave
oh.
it 5.
Wait,
yeah,
the
top
they're
is
psychiatric facility.
Yeah,
he's
out of
5.
Well,
analytical 7.
They're analytic. Having told myself this point, I thought that
I
was a 7.
Yeah, I hear that a 7 also.
Yeah. I don't know.
But see, when she says having time to myself is important to me, although I need to do things with people I care about, like, I felt like...
Yeah, I gave that a 7. I put a 7 on that. Yeah.
No, I think that's 5. It's like a do. Like, she likes some time to herself.
But that's something she values, which is a 7. That's why I give it a 7.
I just didn't get any internal, like, why do you want that?
I give it a 5, I think, more from the verbiage. I need to do things versus I value, you know, doing. Because a lot of times when they do have values, they'll, like, express that it is a value versus, you know, this is an activity I like.
Okay. Can we talk about the one with the dude? I think it's... 18. Yep. It was the really long one. 18.
7,
sorry,
8,
like
9, 8,
18.
8, 7. I mean, everybody
was
within
was
2.
And everyone actually got it. It was 8.
Okay. I just thought it was so long.
You know, usually length is correlated with the scale. So the longer the description, generally, that means the higher the score. But that's not always true. But just
more chance of opportunity to hit
levels.
So what makes this guy not a 9? I put 8.
I wrote no explanation. I gave it 8, but I said no explanation for the underlying reasons at times for his behavior.
I went with the rule on page 9 that says when this response does not quite reach a particular developmental level. But it's somewhat higher than the preceding level. You can give it an even. Like, I felt like it just isn't quite a 9, but it's definitely higher than 7.
Yeah, I started off with a bunch of 7s. And I mean, I ended up giving it a 9 because I thought maybe it outweighed because of that, but truthfully, I probably stopped reading after the last 4 paragraphs. And I'm like, well, he's got a bunch of 9s and, you know, a few 7s. So.
Chris, in your hours of worth of being able to talk about this stuff, do you have a distinct characteristic for the evens as well? Like, do you have a description of what the even would mean, or is the even for you just a middle?
I mean, the even, I think it's almost like, you know, like a ratio. Like in the previous manual, they kind of described where if it's predominantly 5s and a few 7s, you would give it the 6. If it's like heavily, you know, more weighted here, then you go to the middle, you know. But if it's, you know, more 7s, you go up.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way that it actually meant anything different was like the 1s and the 5s, where then you did, you know, either a 2 or a 4, like that way where it could switch. But.
Because I keep thinking that 6 and 8 has its own identity in a way.
It's
because there's such a difference
I didn't quite
between
make it there.
5 and 7.
Yeah.
But I feel like 6, I don't know, I feel like the 6 and 8 has its own thing, and I was trying to, like, not do that, but
I can see why.
They don't, you know, like, it hasn't really been described to, you know, it's like, it's kind
that's
of on the way. Like, you know, you're more of a, you know, kind of manifest activity person, but you do maybe throw in a feeling word or, you know, maybe show a little bit, you know, of some type of insight into what you're doing, you know, kind of bring it. I mean, the 5s are all going to be external.
Right.
I mean, that's why they call it the external account, because it's all things happening around you, and the 7 is supposed to all, you know, kind of be within you, so... And then the 9 is just the whatever it is. The wow. The wow factor.
The wow factor. What else? What other ones should we discuss?
I think in 19 I had a question mark. What's the question mark? How many more are the
19 is the 7.
Oh, so I got
it right. Nailed
it. I had one that everyone else got, and I was the only outlier. Number 10. You know, Chris.
Which one?
Number 10.
10.
I just felt like everything was a 5. Like, I have, like, only 5s on my page. So I want to see how there's 7s and not 5s. Mm-hmm. Because the answer is a 7, and everyone else got it. So
I didn't get it. I got a 6.
Yeah, but you're...
I'm a fairly nice person. At least I like to think that people see me that way.
5.
Whoa. I consider myself fairly intelligent, easygoing, and generous.
5.
I'm not very confident in regards to politics, but I have my share of opinions.
7.
I give that a 7.
I'm a good listener, and I empathize with people well.
7.
I give it a 5 and a 7.
I wrote 5/7.
Okay.
I'm a very caring and affectionate person, and I like simply being with other people.
5.
I sometimes put my foot in my mouth.
Five. Yeah. Okay, so I got exactly the same as everybody.
But I'm getting better at avoiding such
incidents.
So that,
I guess, well, that is a little... That's a little seven at the end, like 5/7. And then what did...
I give it a 7.
Yeah. So, like, Giacomo, we had, like, exactly the same ones. What means you give it a 7 then instead of 5?
I gave it a 7 for, I'm not, like, the about the politics and shared opinions, the part where I empathize with people, and...
So those were enough for you
I
to
think
bump
I had
up?
I think I had more 7s and 5s than kind of, I guess I didn't choose, like, that 6
okay.
And
well, why did you give it a 5? Because you saw more 5 statements?
Yeah, I mean, I have, they're all the underlines I have. And what we were just saying,
right.
Are more fives.
But there's the presence of 7, so you...
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, I guess with... I should have done, yeah.
Maybe at least a 6 then.
Yeah, like a 50-50 split. I should have done. Mm-hmm. I have more fives, definitely. But now looking at actually, I think the last sentence, I would have given that more of a 7, because they kind of understood why they're a little bit that way, or what they're trying to do about it. I don't know. Yeah, I should have went with the 50-50 split rule, which
the
is bump it up to
split.
A 7.
The old 50-50 split.
I know.
What else? You think if you had this assignment to do over again, knowing what you know now about the coding system, you think you would be more reliable with Sydney Black?
I'd be better.
I don't know. I still think on that number 15 where it was a 6
yeah.
And I gave it an 8.
I'm really mad about that one.
As I missed this one, everyone gets 7s. And I got 8. I was looking to see if we all had the same.
It might have been down to the 7.
Yeah. And it was a 7. All the correct responses are at the bottom?
We go through all the correct responses page.
They were in the packet, in the article. It's like the page, like say it's on page 35, it'll be on 36, the next page. And you have to look for its conceptual level. It's a little different
back,
from
right?
The format of the other article.
Do you have a list in front of you?
Yeah, I can read them.
Yeah, yeah.
I have it. It's, all right, 6, 7. Are you ready?
Yeah.
6, 6. 5, 5, 7, 6, 6, 7, 8, 6, 7, 8, 8, 7, 5.
So there's like 3 I was more than one off of, but that made it look like real bad, that number.
Mm-hmm. What was that? I'm 10, 8, 2. So 10 right on the money, 8 where I was one off, and 2 where I was more than one off.
And of those 2 that you were more than one off, how many off were
two
you?
2 points.
So no more than 2 in any of them. Well, that's why you were numero uno this time.
I sleep with this manual right under my pillow.
Osmosis. So, people feeling more
the
confident?
The power of the unconscious.
People feeling more confident?
Yeah, I wish I had the opportunity to do a little bit more practicing, but it seems like you don't have that opportunity.
Well, we'll randomly ask people, tell me about yourself, and write it down.
No, we're going to practice this week for next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
we're going to get... We didn't have any more of these.
Well, we have actual
gotcha.
Samples from the dissertation research that we're going to use.
So we would just sample from each other rather than having an actual...
Yeah, well, it'll research. Be more of a reliability, you know, versus
yeah.
Like...
I mean,
yeah.
we could send them to Blatt, and he could score them for us.
I'm sure Blatt has...
Do you have to pay or get the rights to use his scale?
No.
You can just use it? Like, in papers and stuff?
Mm-hmm. It's in the public domain.
Yeah, I only had 5 where I was right on with him.
maybe, you know, we pick up a flurry, you know, publish this stuff, or make the ORI 2.0.
You're right.
The ORI 2, and then
that would be your postdoctoral research.
Like 15. You got,
I think Bled has postdocs.
And then the ones
you think about.
They're all within 1 point.
Working with them.
All the ones that you were.
All the wrong ones were within 1 point.
Yeah,
why not?
Because did you like a lot of tests?
Right.
If I were to do a formal one, I would want one, yeah, but have a little more.
There probably would be testing. He's at Yale New Haven Hospital.
Oh, that's good, though.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sure. He also does clinical supervision.
The new computers get
powers. Or at Austin Riggs.
Where's that?
It's in Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
Right.
Not too far from Yale. And
who's there?
That's like one of the most famous psychodynamic.
Right. Is it a 1 year, 2 year, 4 year?
Oh, I think it's probably a 2 year postdoc. And it's very psychoanalytic, and it's residential treatment for adults.
I think residential. You know where to find them.
They're a captive audience.
Hey, you don't have to worry, is grandma going to cancel 5 minutes before she's supposed to be here to save that $5 fee or not?
And I know that Blatt, he does research. He does research there too at Austin Riggs.
Everybody laughs, but this is why I do. Because if you want to do therapy with kids, it's the easiest way to consistently see a kid once a week for therapy or more.
That's true.
I know exactly where you're at. You can't play sick on me. I can get you from your house. I can get you from school. I have all the information on how you're doing in school or how you're doing in your living environment. Yeah.
One-stop shopping.
Yeah, so that way if something works, I kind of know, you know, later on I can check the points. Oh, so, you know, we were talking about this and later on at the tailor.
Did anything come out of those sheets got passed around? People sign up for classes? Anything new about the observations?
Yes, Dr. Canapo didn't pass. Are you talking about elective courses?
Yeah.
Dr. Canapo passed that around, and there were people that signed up for elective. I don't know for obvious relations, but that's why you're asking.
Yeah. We have a lab until 7.
Did you? Borderline?
Yeah, I know. That's why I passed around an email message yesterday. You got that?
Nope.
Yeah.
Did you get
an email right back?
Oh, right.
I still have my work email.
I didn't send it out. Pam Pruitt did, the secretary of the program.
You're selling yourself short, Jeff. It's not just a pass-fail class. It's helpful for so many other things that you encounter later on in life.
Well, you could write a personal plea and send it to Pam, and she could email blast everybody.
I wanted to take it.
Yeah.
Me and Eric and one of the people.
It's not going through.
Three of us wanted to do it.
It's not. You don't have enough.
I don't have enough people yet.
It's probably 7.
Well, check your email because Pam sent that out.
There's nothing in my email, and I know mine's been correct from day one.
Yeah, I just got
emailed. I think there was just.
Maybe they didn't send it to the first
12 years. Needs to be there to be able to take.
Just maybe. Like if you're mailing list. And I'm looking, why is she sending
it
us?
It was initially proposed to second years, and then you guys had switched it to make it available to first year. So maybe she was under the impression it was sent it to second years.
Because it's going out by specific classes. Because when I read it, it was just 5th years on that, list.
Just 5th years?
So she might have done just 5th years, just 4th years, just 3rd years, different groupings.
Why would she send it to 5th years? That doesn't make any sense. And then she didn't send it to 1st years? All right, I'm going to send it. I'm going to send the message to your class because I have your email messages or addresses all in one. Group.
There was one or two or three that signed up on that sheet for you. I thought I saw one or two, but I don't know how much that takes into account.
Okay, but my point is that I'm willing to teach it at another time.
Oh.
We aren't locked into Wednesdays from 4:30 to 7.
Anytime.
Anytime, any place.
Saturday night, midnight to 4.
I'm happy to do it. So, I'm flexible.
Cool.
It's just coordinating all these students and finding the time that maximizes the number of students. Now, I was going to talk to you about, do you know how to use Google Docs? And there's some kind of calendar app. Mm-hmm. You guys know what that is, too?
Yeah.
And you can actually send it out and people will check the times and dates when they can do something, and then they can mail it back. And
well, all the people who, all the people who would take it anyway have signed up on that sheet. It's like four or five people who want, who are interested in taking Amish Relations. And they know that you'll teach it any time, so that's not even like the time, not even the issue now. People are
more debt. Well, this is the first
years. People want to make sure. Well, yeah, that's the only hope. But
like, excuse us from the lab.
People are like worried that they can't. They don't want, because they, a lot of people want to definitely take DBT, and they think like, oh, I can't take two electives. It's going to be too much.
Was DBT pass fail?
Well, they just think it's too going to be too much work. Yeah, it is. There's going to be no work for the DBT class.
No, I took the DBT.
So why can't people
I mean, it
take two
really
electives?
It was
no, they can. They just think, oh, I don't. It's going to be too much work.
Reading,
it's a five-page paper
that you can use for UCC. It's a recyclable five-page.
Yeah,
there's just a lot of stuff. These are the first years of their core courses. Like, I know I'm taking the family, and then wanting to do the trauma is something I'm interested in.
Oh yeah, I understand for you guys, but in our year we have like we don't have that many classes.
The fourth of their years. A fourth year's aren't.
Well, tell me what I can do to make this more appealing. Tell me what I can do.
How about an online class?
Some students said like
it's not allowed by APA.
Some students suggested like a bunch of like Friday long classes instead of every week. A bunch of like marathon classes, like four or five.
Oh, that's what. Well, Jill and Danielle did that with the DBT slat,
like five,
and then the Dream. Like we had, yeah, but I think there were only one credit each or something.
Which
you know, like we did a couple of
the DBT. We did that. I think we only took. It was only like a few classes.
Yeah, but we only got one. Yeah, you know, it was like a one.
It'd be
credit.
Hard to do that with a 3-credit course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us work on Fridays, at least for students.
Yeah, it's tough to figure this out.
How many do you have so far?
I think three of us or four of us
if
signed
it
up.
If sways anybody, psychopharmacology really wasn't that helpful.
Yeah, I mean, there was. I was in that with you.
Truth be told, you know. Yeah, I mean, like it's a good book, which I find much more helpful. Like, whatever Chris Rossi said, like, I mean, completely over my head, but having the book, it's a much more useful resource than having taken the class.
Yeah,
like,
it was a lot packed into
no,
the classes.
No, psychopharmacology. Yeah. I mean, because it was a ton of information packed into a very, I mean, it's very kind of like overwhelming, and you may pick up like two or three interesting tidbits.
Yeah, I mean, I spoke to her yesterday or the other day because I wanted to take it because I've had too many physio.
That's also one that's offered a lot, though, because they also offer it to other classes that
took it
because Rossi teaches the math. Yeah, because they were like one of the masters, and it's the exact same class.
Do you think it's like not really a useful elective if you already kind of have
It may be useful, but you don't. It's not like you have to take it now. I think he's saying because it'll probably be available next year.
Yeah.
Year
it's and then I mean just
year,
in general. I mean,
like
if I had to rank like order some of the electives,
can't
I mean that was at the lower end of like what I've actually used. You know,
and what
like
was at the higher end?
Well, obviously your class and then Jill's class were the two. Family therapy, I thought was a joke. I mean, we watched videos all the time.
You don't have relations.
No, it's not off yet.
We don't have optical relations, we have all of
them. That's a really good joke, Chris.
Hopefully, no one.
Is it off?
Sadly, I can turn it off now.
Can you delete that last question? I want to graduate on time.
Look, no one listens to these, so.
I love family
therapy. Family therapy was great. Eva changed my life. I want to have a family of my own just so that we can be dysfunctional and cured in the crucible.
Was that course? I mean.